No, that's not the green turtle, and the turtle would be the same, but the cooter is a smaller river turtle or freshwater turtle. Mm, they're real good. Mm-hmm. Green turtle.
Have you ever heard of a turtle called a stink gem or something like that? It's supposed to be a turtle that, like, if you're fishing and it gets your bait, you know. What about something that crawls around on land?
Gopher?
Uh-huh. What's a gopher like?
Like a water turtle. Is probably it, just bigger.
It's fairly large. Now.
Yeah.
Anything smaller than a gopher on land?
Diamondback. Of course, they're not on land. It's just a smaller, like a little box cooter. Now that's another land shellfish. I guess you'd call it, I don't know if you'd call it a shellfish or not. You can call it a shellfish. The only name I've ever known of it is a box cooter. It's kind of square.
Mm-hmm.
And we let the kids.
On.
Yeah, it's grass. I think we let the kids play with them once in a while when we find one. They're about like this. They never get any bigger than that.
What about something that well, people in Louisiana, I don't know if they're even around here, it's fresh water, it's got claws like that. It's about this long.
Crayfish?
Uh-huh. Do people eat that around here?
I've just heard of it.
Well, I don't guess they have it around here at all.
It's supposed to be like lobster, isn't it?
It tastes kind of sharp or something.
No, I've never tasted it. I've seldom tasted lobster, two or three times in my life.
When they say Florida lobster, where's the lobster coming from exactly?
I'm not sure. Off the East Coast. I don't know if they catch them off the West Coast or not. In fact, it might be the same thing, the crayfish and the Florida lobster. But they're larger than the crayfish you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Crawfish, I've heard too.
And kind of an insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light. Like
firefly?
What's the firefly look like?
Oh, it's a small insect outside that you can, what's the word I'm trying to say? Iridescent.
It lights up?
Yeah. Well, it's,
Go ahead.
I don't see them anymore. I used to a lot at night when I was a kid running around. Maybe I don't run around out at night. the inside. Candlelight? Candlebug?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Moth?
If you're talking about several, though, you should be talking about several.
Several?
About the moth. You're talking about
several.
What? The plural of moth.
Oh, moths, you mean? Oh, I see. Yeah.
What about, is there another name for the firefly?
I don't know.
You ever hear light?
Lightning bug?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
I guess so, yeah. In fact, that's what I would term it. I don't know why I called it firefly.
Lightning bug is what you usually
think. Yeah, right.
What about something that flies around at night and it'll bite you and make you itch?
Mosquito?
Uh-huh. It's something that is supposed to eat mosquitoes. It's about this size.
Mosquito hawk.
Uh-huh. Any other name for them? Did you ever hear dragonfly?
Dragonfly, yeah. That's the other name.
That's the same thing?
I think. Mm-hmm.
What about snake doctor or snake feeder?
Mm-mm.
And a tiny red insect that'll get in your skin if you go blackberry picking.
Red bug.
Any other name for that?
No.
And an insect that hops around in the grass.
A tick?
Or hops around.
Oh, grasshopper.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard another name for that? Ever heard it called hoppergrass?
Mm-hmm.
And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a
web.
What kind of web?
Spider web.
Uh-huh. And outside on a bush, you'd find a
web.